Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Mattis in Qatar on a surprise visit. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest military base in the Middle East. Mattis renewed a call for unconditional dialogue to end a crisis involving his country and four Arab states. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June over its close ties to Iran and its alleged support for extremists. Now, Qatar has denied supporting extremism, saying the crisis is politically motivated. Defense Secretary Mattis arrived in Qatar after wrapping up a trip to Afghanistan, where he met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, speaking here about the terrorist attack that had taken place the day before on Kabul International Airport.
In the incident, the terrorist incident of yesterday, shows the challenges that we are faced with, but also it shows that it can delay us for a while, but they cannot stop us.
Mr. Abdullah spoke at the India-Afghanistan Trade and Investment Show in New Delhi on Thursday. U.S. has temporarily suspended a law that officials said had been hampering the delivery of desperately needed aid to hurricane victims in Puerto Rico. In a Twitter post on Thursday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Trump had waived the law known as the Jones Act, effective immediately at the request of Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello, the governor at a press conference earlier today.
The logistical transportation of the help that's arriving to Puerto Rico is kind of becoming a bottleneck, and what we really need are some human resources.
The Jones Act requires that all ships traveling from American coast to American coast